Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
I guess you could call Carolina's win at State pretty ugly. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels continued their dominance over NC State and Raleigh by using almost everything they had in the tank to hold off the Wolfpack and overcome their own mistakes. For example, turn the ball over 23 times against a good team on the road, and you were not going to win very often. But Carolina only gave up 11 points on those turnovers after hustling on defense that stole the ball back or forced difficult finishes for State. Losing leading scorer and best outside shooter Cameron Johnson for the last 12 minutes could be fatal in a close game with young players coming off the bench. However, bullet man Kobe White put his pedal to the metal. Leaky Black came in for two big baskets of steal and a block when he could have been intimidated, and even to see a little bounce back from a horrible first half to make a big bucket along the baseline. Luke May only had 21 points and 11 rebounds after his two 30-plus games against State last year, but looked like he was playing as hard as he possibly could to keep the team on his back. And while Kenny Williams hasn't shaken his offensive woes, he continues to grab critical rebounds and make a big shot when the Heels absolutely need one. Despite losing 12-0 and 16-4 leads early in the game, Carolina allowed State to tie the score but never go ahead. The turnovers continue to kill Roy Williams, who still loved the 51-33 domination on the glass that his team should have against a smaller opponent. And just when Sterling Manley's loss seemed critical, Garrison Brooks had one of his best college games with 11 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and no turnovers, playing stronger with the ball than perhaps he ever has. Williams played 10 men, 8 of them at least 10 minutes. That won't be the regular rotation in most games, but the subs out there scrapping and hustling got the Heels to the final buzzer without Johnson, who thankfully only had leg cramps when it first looked a lot worse. A true team win is everyone who plays, putting it all on the line every minute they're out there and not letting mistakes deter them. The turnovers must be fixed, but 2-0 on the road is a dadgum good start. This is Archansky. See ya.